This whole Juneteenth phenomenon was like a norm to me. I never thought anything about it when I was young and growing up. I just assumed everybody celebrated or observed Juneteenth. I was not aware until I got to be really in my early teens that Juneteenth was unique to Texas, and not just unique to Texas as a state, but unique to East Texas. My father's family are from a county, two counties in Texas. One is called Limestone County, and the other is called Freestone County. The surrounding towns nearby would be Waco, Texas, and Mexia, M-E-X-I-A, Mexia, Texas. Now, I grew up from the time that I can remember hearing stories about Juneteenth. It was just a part of my father's family. My father's father owned a farm in a little community 75 miles south of Dallas called Streetman, Texas. I don't think by the time I was in eighth grade, I don't think there were 1,000 people in Streetman, Texas. But I used to go down when school was out literally every weekend, and sometimes I would stay a week with my grandfather and grandmother and all of the other surrounding relatives in this rural area. And I would hear these stories about Juneteenth, and thank goodness they stuck in my head because I didn't write anything down. And it was fascinating to me. Some of the older relatives that were still living when I was about 10 to 12 years old were in their 90s. And I had one cousin that was 100. So recently I did the math, which meant that these people would be born right after the end of the Civil War, anywhere from about 1865 to 1877. So the stories they were telling were the stories that their mothers, their fathers, and their family members told them. So as I grew older, I realized there was only about one degree of separation between the stories I was hearing and really slavery. So those stories about Juneteenth went something like this. There was a slave owner in Limestone, Texas, named Logan Stroud. In doing genealogical research, I came across this information. I found out that many of my blood relatives and even more of my in-laws were owned by Logan Stroud. Logan Stroud in Limestone County, he was the largest slave owner, that being 150 slaves. So he didn't have as many as people did, let's say, in South Carolina. But I found out that many of my relatives were owned by Logan Stroud. I also heard from the oral history that they were present when General Order Number 3 was read. Now, General Order Number 3 was the order that General Gordon Granger, a Union soldier, read in Galveston, Texas, basically telling slave owners and slaves that they were free. Now, there's a misconception, one misconception. General Granger did not read General Order Number 3 in one place. He read it in several places, and General Order Number 3 was passed out to people all over East Texas. Now, we're not talking about all of Texas. Slavery in Texas in 1865 was relegated to East Texas from about Brownsville, the lowest part, Texas, up to about the Oklahoma border. So this order was read not simultaneously, that would be impossible. This order was read by different people to different slave owners and slaves at different points in time. My particular family had, well, I was about to say the honor, that's a mistake. My particular family were present when their slave owner, Logan Stroud, read General Order Number 3 from the front porch of his home. And so the oral history goes that my relatives, immediately when they heard this, they were moved. It was almost like a spiritual awakening. This is the part of Juneteenth that a lot of people do not understand. There's a lot of cynicism associated with it when people say, well, these white people freed the slaves on the June 19th in Texas, blah, blah, blah. However, it didn't really mean anything. Things were still terrible, blah, 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 blah. All of that's well and good. But in my family history, that Juneteenth reading was like the clouds opening up and God coming down from the heavens and anointing people. I mean, it was a spiritual movement. So regardless of what took place after, regardless of all the trials and tribulations that they had to face in spite of this, that day, nothing mattered. That day was total jubilation to them.